In Urticaria, there are two important characteristic features. That is, the first is the veils and the other is the angioedema. So, veil is a descriptive term which is used for transient, well-demarcated, superficial pink or pale swelling due to the reversible exudation of the plasma into the dermis, which fades, and it usually lasts for a few hours only, and it subsides without leaving behind any mark. It is usually itchy, and it is associated with a surrounding red flare when they are raised above the surface. So by this, we know that a veil is produced due to the exudation or the accumulation of inflammatory fluid in the dermis only. That is why it is well demarcated. It lasts for a few hours only, and it is associated with itching, and it is a surrounding area of the red flare, which is a sign of inflammation. Whereas the angioedema is another feature of the urticaria, which is produced due to the deep swelling, usually in the lower part of the dermis and also involving the subcutaneous tissue or the submucosal tissue. So because it is very deep, so it is usually normal in color, or the color of the skin or the mucosae. It is associated with pain rather than itching. It may occur anywhere on the skin or on the mouth, and the duration of the angioedema is usually longer than that of the veil. So that is how we distinguish between angioedema and veils. In the veil, we said that it will be well demarcated, whereas in angioedema, because the swelling is quite deep, so it will be very ill defined. Angioedema presenting without the veils talking about the angioedema, mostly it can be divided into two main types, depending that what was the inflammatory cytokines released which led to the production of angioedema. In case of spontaneous urticaria, mostly it is mast cell mediated, because when the mast cells degranulate, it will result in the release of certain inflammatory cytokines which lead to the formation of angioedema. Whereas if it is bradykinin induced, it is mostly associated with hereditary angioedema. Hereditary angioedema may be accompanied by veils, or it may be present without the veils also. Another term is anaphylaxis, in which we say that when there is a sudden onset, severe life-threatening type of the hypersensitivity reaction, in which systemic reaction is involved too, besides the involvement of the skin and the mucosa, is known as anaphylaxis. It is usually due to mast cell mediated release, which can be either allergic or non-allergic.